back to the early 70s and picture the hippie years of flares, platform boots and the very first Glastonbury Festival. Back then, the music of Stackridge was characterised by fantasy characters and silliness. Often the fans would perform antics waving rhubarb sticks and dustbin lids. If this leaves you none the wiser, perhaps a vision of whispering Bob Harris presenting the BBC's Old Grey Whistle Test may jog your memory.
At Stackridge, and no one's more important than the earthworm.
But this wasn't ordinary rock. Despite welcome comparisons with the Fab Four, their music had that blend of imaginative and outrageous storytelling and songwriting of the post-Beatles era. Why are you 30 years on, and the aging stars have come to reclaim the centre stage. But have no fear, their new CD, Something for the Weekend, is no time warp nostalgia trip. Matured hippies don't try to recapture the past, or the odd silly lyrics.
It's part of the Stackridge sort of continuum. If you play early Stackridge CDs and play the current one, you can see that there is some connection. But at the same time, I don't think we've stuck in the 70s. I don't think it's kind of crazy.
The band are presently touring the country with dates at venues across the West Country. And it seems you're never too old to gig. Glastonbury beckons once again.
We are a very festival-friendly band because we create quite a lot of fairy tale characters. It's very suitable for a summer, sunny afternoons set, for instance. And we're just as happy playing at night under the stars.
So aging hippies, take off your platforms, young trendy, forget your cool, and head on down for an offbeat musical treat. Rachel Camden, BBC News West.